Chasing Big Joe show live today at the NASCAR Awards, presented by Green Trees Company Dispensary, providing high-quality legal THC products. You can learn more at Green Trees, that's with a Z, company.com. We're hoping to be joined by Kevin Harvick here in just a few minutes. Of course, retiring, has run his last cup race at Phoenix with Stuart Haas Racing, and now moving into the next phase of his career, and looking forward to chatting with him. Has some connections to Nashville with longtime sponsor Hunt Brothers Pizza, so looking forward to that here in just a few minutes. Appreciate Michael McDowell. If you're not a huge NASCAR fan, Michael is one of the most liked. He could be the most liked driver in the garage area. Just a really good guy, strong in his faith, and won the Daytona 500 a few years ago, and then won this year at Indy. So. Has shown a lot of competitiveness with Front Row Motorsports, and so really enjoyed that because you heard it there. He's just very easygoing, when chatting with him. So I appreciate him for stopping by, and we were going to take a quick break, but I think Kevin is walking over, so we will say hello to Kevin Harvick, and maybe the last couple times that we can say the driver of the number four as he's making his way over to our table. So we'll get him settled in. Kevin, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Chase, good to
see
you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. So the driver of the number four, I guess we can say that a little bit more now, is you called a career. What, just in general, what was this season like for you? Because I will say this from the fans' point of view, you guys did it great with the paint schemes and just sending you off the right way. It was fun to see.
Yeah, well, thank you. It was, it was definitely something that we sat down last November and said, okay, what do we want to do? How do we want this to look? And really, the group from Stuart Haas Racing did a great job with all the content and really making everything matter, whether it was a helmet or a paint scheme or a location. We wanted to tell a story from the past 30 years of my career and almost reintroduce yourself to a new generation of fans that, a lot of them know that you drove the 29, but they don't really know the story about the 29. So, we wanted to tell that story and celebrate with our sponsors and our fans and do that with paint schemes and helmets and different things. And they did a great job, and it was very enjoyable to see all the things that were happening and be able to let your guard down and enjoy those moments with whatever it was, whether it was a sponsor or a group of fans or a racetrack or, just random moments that were successful or fun moments that were heated between competitors, whatever that was, we were able to enjoy that. And that was really Tony Stewart's, that was his advice was, hey, let your guard down. Go enjoy it and celebrate with each race, with whatever that is, and just let it progress and happen naturally.
With the 29, you mentioned, I remember it, obviously. Dale Earnhardt was my guy. And so I was 12 years old. It was a tough time for everybody in the sport. But you were a part of that healing process because here's this up-and-coming driver that everybody can get behind. You win at Atlanta. And so that made it, not go away, but it certainly helped the process. And so did you feel like in talking to fans and even Richard and teammates from then that you kind of revisited some of that and you could kind of see the impact that it truly had? Because I'm sure at the time it was a whirlwind for you.
Well, really the reminder was me, because really that was one of the early things that I wanted to do was run the 29 car again. How do we run the 29 car and where can we do that? And it was a really simple process. I picked up the phone, I called Richard and said, hey, here's what we want to do. And he said, you can have and do whatever you want. And really from that point, it started to evolve into what it did. Going back to the red and white car and putting the 29 on the door but seeing Stuart Haas Racing and Richard Childress Racing work together, and when we announced that program, I mean, it lit a switch in fans that we hadn't heard from in years. And it really reminded you of the impact of the moment and the magnitude of that moment, and being removed from it for 20 some years is, you kind of have a different perspective of how you go back and view it because of the things that that were restarted this year when we fired that car back up and announced the program. And so seeing that passion and hearing the stories from the fans and understanding what everybody was going through. And you remember just how big Dale Earnhardt Sr. was and you know, the magnitude of the situation. And I've told people throughout my career happened backwards. All of my biggest moments happened first. And you had your biggest press conference, you had your biggest win. All those moments happened in 2001, and the rest of it was kind of downhill as far as magnitude, because you just never had to deal with anything like that, thankfully, ever again. But being able to go back and relive that, I went to RCR and did fan day and signed autographs with Richard like I did when I worked there, and to see, you know, Chocolate and, you know, a lot of the guys, Todd Barrier, that worked at RCR or on my team during those moments, you really go back and appreciate just how big of an impact that those moments had.
Kevin Harvick is with us here at NASCAR's Champions Week and the championship celebration tonight. Did you have moments with your kids? Because obviously Piper and Keelan weren't around when you were driving the 29. And I know Keelan's older and in racing on his own, but have you been able to have those conversations of what that was like for you and who Dale was and like just the impact that had?
Never really had those in-depth conversations, just because I don't know that they can really. Keelan is not really at the point where he can put all that into perspective.
Sure.
But that's really one reason that we wanted to do that, because a lot of the fans weren't tied in today's NASCAR world. A lot of the fans weren't tied to Dale Earnhardt Sr. like they were when I started coming through. Many of them thought Dale Earnhardt Jr. was the only guy, only Earnhardt that ever raced. But that's what happens in our sport, right? You have lifelong fans, but you also have a lot of new fans that come in, and you start to lose generations of things that happen. So we really wanted to spend the time to help the Keelans of the world understand everything that happened and lay it all out for them, so that when you got out of the car and got into the booth, they understood exactly who you were and who they were listening to and how long you've been around the sport and your history in the sport and telling that story. So, and I don't know, I'm sure when Keelan gets older, he'll understand the magnitude of a situation like that, but it's really hard to explain to anybody if they haven't gone through it.
Yeah.
And there's just not many people that have gone through those types of scenarios that were outside of the sport or the team or the driver's seat at that particular time, that, you know, it's a different situation when you have to go into a situation that is an icon like Dale Earnhardt Sr. was and get into the car. But for us, I was involved in the testing of the car and knew the team and in tied into the organization and knew all the people. And so we just did what we were already doing. But you really start to understand the magnitude of things, especially when you're removed from it from so many years of what was happening at that particular time.
As you step out of the Cup Series, and I know you've said maybe you'll run some Xfinity or trucks and obviously want to race with Keelan at some point in time, but as you step away as a full-time driver, what is the state of this sport in your mind?
Well, I think it's in a good spot. I think when I look at the drivers in NASCAR, I think they're communicating and talking about things that they hadn't talked about that I've ever been around, listening to the conversations and the communication about where we're going, what we're doing, what do we need, fixing, solving problems and hearing problems and moving forward with that. So the world's just a different place, right? You know, you have NASCAR and the teams and hopefully, you know, they get their stuff situated soon, but the announcing of the TV deals, I think that's obviously one thing that has been on the forefront of everybody's mind, and now that we've
obviously affects you now.
Yeah, well, it affects me, but it's, you know, I think that the value of that from a financial standpoint and also just knowing how long it is and what networks are going to be involved, all those questions are answered, and now we go forward and really work on how do we make the quality of the racing as good as possible. And I think you know, right now I think the focus, everybody's focused on the short track program and the road course program to try to make the racing as good as possible. And so with all that being said, it's a very technical world that we live in, but racing is a very technical sport. And when you look at everything that we do, it's hard. And when we talk about the drivers and we talk about the teams, it's a 24/7 job to be good at this and think about all the things that you think about to go out and do. And so, you know, we're a couple of years into the car. Obviously we had some bumps in the road from the safety side of things, and everybody's still learning because it is so drastically different than anything that we've done throughout the whole evolution of NASCAR. The past 2 years in the car and everything that we're doing is so drastically different. It's a different driving style. It functions different with how you maintain and manage it in the shop with your employees and what you put in the trailer and the way you go about the setups and really through COVID and really before COVID, simulation is at an all-time new high and different level than it had been before. So it's just a different world, but it's going to constantly evolve. And it's like I would tell my guys on the team and when we own the teams, you evolve or die in this sport. And you can either evolve with it and change with it and figure it out, or you can go find something else to do because it'll run you out. Racing is a constant evolution, and we'll just hopefully keep evolving with it.
You're moving into the booth with Fox Sports. Has Mike Joy called and just thanked you for giving him somebody to keep Boyer in line to help him there? Yeah. How excited are you to work with
those guys?
I am
excited because, you know, Clint's a great personality, and you know, what they've done the last couple of years with people rotating in and out of the booth has to be difficult because you don't have that consistency of conversation and personality sitting next to you or around you or and so each week you're having to come in and learn somebody else's tendencies, and you're worried about making sure that they have enough. And you know, Mike's the referee, and you know, between Mike and what he does and you know, obviously for me, I've been in the Xfinity booth a lot with Adam Alexander, and those guys are pros, so what they do on TV just happens naturally because they're good at it. I've known Clint for a long time and been around him for a long time. Mike's, you know, been around the sport as long as I've been around the sport. So it's going to be fun to learn and evolve and do the things that we need to do in the booth to put on a good show.
He is Kevin Harvick, future Hall of Famer for sure. Kevin, appreciate it. You've always been great with your time when you've come on with me. And I know being in Nashville, Hunt Brothers is a big partner of yours and have been for a long time. I know some of the folks over there. So appreciate it and enjoy retirement, even though I don't think you're going to be that retired.
I'm just retiring from driving. I'm still going to work. I have to have something to do. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have more next. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.